AM 630.
I would like to welcome all of you warmly to our meeting tonight on this debate on adding gender identity to our non-discrimination policy.
You see, that's what happened in Fairfax County when they brought up this topic. I mean, people are angry and they get upset about this. And today comes the news that the Obama administration is sending a letter. It's an intimidating letter being sent from the Department of Justice, the Department of Education, and it goes to every school district, every public school district in the country, and it's called, and I'll use the Chris Plant air quotes here, guidance. It's an implicit threat. Either you adopt what we suggest as a good transgendered bathroom policy and a good transgendered policy, or we will, A, cut your federal funding, B, we will take you to court. That's what's happening right now. So every single person, it's not just North Carolina now. It's in your school district. It just landed right in your lap, mom and dad. What are you going to do about your kid and this policy? Now, Elizabeth Schultz is a member of the Fairfax County School Board, and she asked questions about that at that hearing in Fairfax County.
Why are we passing the policy before we know what's in it?
Yeah, and Elizabeth Schultz joins us on the line now. Elizabeth, I know you're reading the paper this morning, just like we are. You're looking at these stories that are coming out about this letter going out to every school board in the country. What was your reaction when you saw it?
Well, good morning, Brian and Larry. To America, still spelled with a C and not a K yet. I got to tell you, I got a phone call in the middle of a board meeting last night breaking this news to me from the Washington Post and asking me to comment, and I was stunned. I cannot believe in less than a year we've gone from, you know, an implied threat to an explicit threat from the federal government to the 14,000 school districts in the United States of America and the 90,000 school board members that you will comply with what Barack Obama's administration decrees, and I'm waving my fingers in the air with quotation marks, decrees,
yeah.
And without the force of law. That's what's, you know, what everybody's missing. There is no force of law here, but they're going to threaten Title I funds to school districts around the nation. Now, let me explain to you, the money that they're threatening is the money that is meant for the nation's poorest, hungriest kids. That is your lunch money for your poor kids. That is the money that is meant to assist and aid poor kids. So he's saying, if you don't force transgender bathroom use in your districts, in your bathrooms, in your locker rooms, we're taking the poorest money, the poorest kids' money away from you. It is absolutely a gobsmacking, jaw-dropping federal overreach to the maximum extent.
Yeah,
I have to say, I this is exactly what I said was going to happen. I said it last May and June, and I said, watch out. If somebody doesn't stand in the way and say, no, the federal government is not going to overreach into individual school districts, watch out.
Yeah.
And here we are.
And I got to say, I mean, Elizabeth Schultz, basically to use a Democrat's talking point, the Obama administration is they are holding poor kids hostage to push their transgender locker room policies on everyone. That's really what they're doing by threatening this funding, isn't it?
They absolutely are. And in Fairfax County, we have a $2.7 billion operating budget plus capital budget. We spend almost $3 billion annually, which is more than 150 nations on Earth GDP.
Mm-hmm.
And 42 million of that is federal funds.
Yeah.
It's 1.56%. I would gladly give up 1.56% to not have a federal noose around my neck and walk away from the golden handcuffs of federal funds to stop this. And where is whose liberty, whose rights trump another? As we've done this LMNOP of expanding non-discrimination rights, and listed everyone out. Now what happens to religious liberty?
Hey,
what happens to evangelical, Catholic, right. Muslim students?
Oh, no, you
rights?
Can't you can't pray in the school, but this you can do.
Yeah, but they have a right to privacy in the bathroom.
I wouldn't be surprised if many schools, your district won't do it because you've got Ryan McElveen there and all of his pals.
And he would have a heart attack if you suggested otherwise.
But I wouldn't be surprised if some schools in some states, this is the tipping point, and this is actually, this will bring down the Federal Board of Education more than any Republican suggesting they should shut it down. I think states are going to start saying, keep your money. Keep your money, Washington, D.C. We're on our own. Let me ask you this.
But they could still be sued. That's the other part of it. It's not just the federal funding.
Under the civil rights aspect.
They can take you to court, and then you got all the legal fees you have to defend yourself.
So,
I welcome that.
I bet. Based on your understanding of this law, and I know that you studied it quite a bit, under Title IX, that they're employing here to suggest that you're sexually discriminating by not allowing people
from 1972
go into the locker room of their choice. If a transgendered girl, a boy who was born a boy but now identifies as a girl, wants to play on the girls' basketball team in Fairfax County, if you say no, you can't do that because it wouldn't be fair competitively based on your genetic makeup, would you be discriminated against that person? Would that be subject to this lawsuit?
I will tell you that that is the next thing that's coming, and it's already happened in other states around the country where they basically eviscerated all the way up to the state level the meaning of high school sports by sex or gender, and completely, and it's coming to the Olympics. I'm predicting that what you're watching is the ironic end of women's sports because they're using Title IX to employ this, and it is in fact undermining the whole of women's sports and youth athletics as we know it at the high school level.
Well,
it's coming.
Elizabeth Schultz, a voice of reason on the Fairfax County School Board, the only voice of reason. Elizabeth, thank you for joining us. We greatly appreciate your addition to our conversation here this morning.
Thanks, guys.